And welcome to another edition of what I call American Exposé, listeners. It's the 23rd of September 2005. It should be a very interesting broadcast as Hurricane Rita is making its move, as most of you are monitoring this. Here we see, and we should have Jim McCanny with us today. I've spoken to him. He should be with us today, Jim McCanny. He has a website. It's on our website. Here we see, it sounds like a great idea. Let's just blast hurricanes like Rita and Katrina out of the sky before they hurt more people, or at least weaken the storms and steer them away from cities. Atmospheric scientists say it's wishful thinking that we could destroy or even influence something as huge and powerful as a hurricane, they say. They abandoned such a quest years ago after more than two decades of inconclusive government-sponsored research. Private companies have conducted tests on a much smaller scale, but have made little progress despite initially claiming to erase storm clouds from the atmosphere. Quote, it would be like trying to move a car with a pea shooter, said hydrometeorologist Matthew Kelch of the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder. Quote, the amount of energy involved in a hurricane is far greater than anything we're going to impart to it, end quote. The federal government's hurricane modification program was called Project Storm Fury. The idea was raised during the Eisenhower administration after several major storms hit the East Coast in the mid-1950s, killing 749 and causing billions in damages. But it wasn't until 1961 that initial tests were conducted on Hurricane Esther with a Navy plane releasing silver iodide crystals. Some reports indicate winds were reduced by 10% to 30% during the Storm Fury. Scientists also seeded hurricanes in 1963, 1969, and 1979, I'm sorry, 1971, over the open Atlantic Ocean far from land. Researchers dropped silver iodide, a substance that serves as an effective ice nuclei, into clouds just outside the hurricane's eye wall. The area was that, or the idea was that a new ring of clouds would form around the artificial ice nuclei. The new clouds were supposed to change rain patterns and form a new eye wall that would collapse the old one. The reformed hurricane would spin more slowly and be less dangerous. Sometimes the experiments appeared to work, this article says. Listeners, Hurricane Debbie in 1969 was seeded twice over 4 days by several aircraft. Researchers noted that its intensity waxed and waned by up to 30%. For cloud seeding to be successful, clouds must contain sufficient super-cooled water that is still liquid, even though it is below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Raindrops from when the artificial nuclei and the super-cooled water combine. But scientists also learned that hurricanes contain less super-cooled water than other storm clouds, so seeding was unreliable, and hurricanes grow and dissipate all on their own, even forming new walls of clouds called concentric eyewall circles, listeners. According to this article, this made it impossible to determine whether storm reductions were the result of human intervention. Project Storm Fury was abandoned in the 1980s after spending hundreds of millions of dollars, according to this article, listeners. We will have Jim McCanny with us upon our return from the commercial pause for the Free Enterprise Cause. People, support the sponsors. Support these directions, very, very vital that you do to keep this network rolling along. We'll be right back with Jim McCanny. Stay with us. Broadcast listeners, as we started out with Jim McCanny today.